A'udzubillahi minasyaitonirrajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the podcast, friends. How are you today? Hopefully you are fine, maybe. Well, the topic for today podcast is about time management. Hopefully you can enjoy it and get any useful information from this podcast. Stay tuned and don't forget to support me, friends. Thanks. Friends, have you ever wondered why there are some people that are more successful than the others? They can earn more, get promoted quicker, live longer, have a better health, career, and relationship than the others. What did they do? What makes them different? There are several common things that they do, and one of them is they are good time managers. A good time management indicates a good life management. A good time management is a personal management which is related to a self-discipline in action. And a self-discipline in action is a key of success. Here are three main areas of time management that successful people commonly do. The first is goals. One of the differences between successful people with the others is they have goals in their lives. They are not like the others who live without knowing their goals. They know who they are, where they are going, and what they want to accomplish. They set their goals on three areas. The first is they have personal and family goals. They know what they want to achieve for themselves and their family. The second is they have business, career, financial, and material goals. They know what they want to achieve in the external world and where they want to make contribution. The third is they have self-development goals. They have an ability and willingness in developing themselves. They often ask about what they will do if they have huge money and what they are going to do and stop to do if their lives are only 6 months again. Those questions will help them determine their goals. After that, they write down all their goals and do an analysis before they are doing their tasks in years, months, weeks, or days. Even a day before they do something, they do the analysis about what they are going to do tomorrow, which is relevant and important to reach their goals. They do the analysis in the evening. This will make their subconscious works on their list while they are asleep to solve and bring insight to them that will make their day more productive tomorrow. All of what they are going to do are focused on a key result area. If they are a boss, they will ask why they give payroll for this, and if they are an employee, they will ask why I get payroll or what my boss expect from me to do. They focus on the job core that can indicate that if they can work well, they are considered superior in their job. They do not waste their time and energy on doing something that is not relevant to their job core, since what their boss will see to give a promotion is based on how well they can work on their job core. After they list down what their goals are, they set priorities on their goals. They will give priority to something that has the most valuable impact on their future. They also set time lock. They write down and keep time where is it going. The successful people will wisely use their time to reach their goals. In short, the successful people will set their goals by analyzing before doing their tasks, focusing on a key result area, and setting time lock. The next area is organized plans of action. After dealing with goals, the successful people will write down organized action plans to reach their goals. They write every step that has to be done first and last to reach their goals and implement it in a daily basis. They know that people who do not have clear goals will always end up to work for those who do. After they know their organized plans of action, they try to work simplification. They are always looking for ways to do tasks faster, easier, cheaper, quicker, and better. They batch the tasks, put group of the tasks together at once, and do them at once. They always do something to get chunks of time. They develop a habit of cutting out blocks of time where they can work without interruption. For instance, they will prefer to wake up early morning to do their tasks where At the time, they can focus on doing their job without interruption and can finish their task quicker rather than they do it in the working hour. They will focus to do something that is important to reach their goals, and they will procrastinate to do something that doesn't contribute much on their goals. They are brave to say no to activities, tasks, responsibilities, or obligations that do not contribute to their most important goals. They delegate their lower priorities that they can't do to others and prefer to do the expensive one. They set deadlines for every task that they have to do and give themselves rewards if they can complete it quicker. Then they try to be punctual even in time to finish their tasks, since they know that a punctual person is considered more competent, more reliable, more dependable, more intelligent, more valuable, and more likely to be promoted and given a greater responsibility. In short, the successful people will set organized plans of action to reach their goals, which are oriented on the sense of urgency. Do it fast and no. The last is focus. After setting goals and organized plans of actions, the successful people will focus to work hard on something that is relevant, important, and valuable to reach their goals. They work on it until it finishes. They use their time to something that is valuable for their goals. Even when they are in a transition time, like coffee break or in a car, they use the time to do self-development, which can be useful to reach their goals, like listening to a podcast or reading a book. They know that they get paid off from their value. If they want to get paid more, they have to have more value. Therefore, the successful people continually spend every day investing their own mind. They also reject interruption from telephone or people who just want to waste their time and do not have any purpose for their goals. And if they have to accept a call, they will always have a pen and a notebook to write any note from the call to make every call be effective to be remembered. In short, the successful people will focus to work on something that is valuable for their targets. So that's all for today's podcast discussion. Hopefully you can enjoy and get any useful information from this. Don't forget to support me, friends. Thank you and see you in the next podcast. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.